From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. By now, Missourians are familiar with the debate over expanding Medicaid in the state. The Affordable Care Act gives most people the opportunity to purchase health insurance with help from federal tax credits. But Missourians earning too little to qualify for these tax credits, but too much for Missouri Medicaid, are stuck in what is called the gap. And that's where it's likely they'll stay until Missouri votes on Medicaid expansion again next year. But if you've long stopped paying attention to this story, you may have missed some important details regarding changes to Medicaid that happened near the end of this year's legislative session. KBIA's Hope Kerwin has your Missouri Medicaid wrap-up.
Last April, the Missouri legislature voted against expanding Medicaid for the 2015 fiscal year. But a measure that was approved last session indicates that legislators may not be far from accepting the expansion. State lawmakers passed a budget that would benefit low-income adults receiving Medicaid. The proposed budget allocates almost $70 million to expand dental coverage and to cover physical and speech therapy. While this seems to be a cautious step towards expansion, Governor Nixon continues to campaign for more. At an appearance in April, Nixon said lawmakers' inaction is causing taxpayers to miss out on federal benefits.
But here in Missouri, so far, we've stood still. And as a result, our tax dollars are going to other states. And we're falling behind. Quite frankly, they're getting a benefit. We're getting a bill.
Under the Affordable Care Act, the cost for every new individual added to Medicaid under the expansion will be completely paid for by the federal government until the year 2020. Starting that year, the federal government will pay 90% of those costs, and the state will pay 10%. This rate does not apply to the individuals who are currently covered under Medicaid in Missouri. The state will continue to pay 40% of their costs. The actual benefits or disadvantages of this system are still up for debate.
A lot of people, I think, are under the impression that Medicaid expansion is a budget buster, where it's not. It would actually save the state hundreds of millions of dollars.
That was Brendan Cosett, the Director of Government Affairs for an advocacy group called the Missouri Primary Care Association. His argument that the state will actually be saving money is common among those in favor of Medicaid expansion. And policy analyst Laura Snyder says there is some evidence to support these claims. Snyder works for the Kaiser Family Foundation, a nonpartisan organization that provides information and analysis on healthcare issues.
We kind of reviewed a lot of these state-specific estimates of the impact of the Medicaid expansion in states. And in general, they tended to show that the Medicaid expansion would generate increased state economic activity and also generally had a positive effect on jobs and earnings.
But that doesn't guarantee that Missouri will see these savings. According to a Kaiser Family Foundation report from 2013, Missouri will spend 2.7% more on Medicaid when you take into account savings on the cost of uncompensated care. Whether this 2.7% will actually bust the budget is something that lawmakers will have to decide during the next legislative session in 2015.
For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, with Hope Kerwin, I'm Katie Heiler. Thanks for listening.